We welcome you back in to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch, Rocco Nushi with you. It's time for us to head to the hotline as we welcome in Amanda Davidson and Jen McGee McManaman with the Lorain County Historical Society. Amanda, Jen, thank you guys both for coming on. How are you?
We're doing great. Enjoying the sunshine. Thanks for having us, Andy.
Well, let's hope that we get a lot more of Sergeant Sunshine. Even though it's going to be a little bit cool this week, I think it's a little bit easier for all of us to handle if we could certainly get a little more sunshine. But you guys are doing something really, really cool. It's a program called For Seniors, From Seniors. And I want to give you guys a chance here at the beginning of the interview to kind of lay it out for us and tell us what this program is all about.
Well, thank you. So Amanda and I are actually from two different organizations. I work with the Lorain Historical Society, and Amanda is from the Lorain County Historical Society, and we are collaborating together with the Oberlin Heritage Society as well. And kind of the story of what we're doing is trying to bring together folks in our community via a letter writing campaign. And the folks that we're trying to bring together are our seniors in high school that are kind of getting gypped, if you will, during their senior year, to bring them together with our senior citizen population and community that are suffering due to the harsher restrictions placed on them, to keep them safe during our quarantine. And the way that it kind of came about was very organically, and it's kind of a neat story. Amanda, I don't know if you would like to talk a little bit about how we kind of got together.
Definitely. So the Lorain County Historical Society, we reach people all over the county, especially our senior citizens in senior living centers and also like senior groups. We go and reach out to them. And during this time, I've had a lot of things kind of where I couldn't go to those senior centers and I couldn't go to those seniors. And I felt like it was a population that I really needed to reach out to and we needed to reach out to, but because of the restrictions, we can't go and do anything at their living centers. So I brought it up to our educators at Lorain and Oberlin, and I just really wanted to find something where we could connect those seniors while we were apart from them. And Jen's part of that, of our educators. So Jen actually had a really interesting perspective on this, don't you, Jen?
Well, and it's a very personal perspective because, yes, once Amanda brought that, you know, to our attention that there's this population that she was very concerned about servicing, it resonated with me because my mom, who is 85 years old, lives with me. So I was thinking about her and her perspective and her generation and her age group and how some of those folks might be feeling and navigating through this time. And at the same time, I also have a senior in high school, at Avon Lake High School. And it was very neat and unique for me to see the exchanges between my son, the senior in high school, and my mother, during this time of quarantine, being all together. And it added a neat dynamic to their relationship, kind of being there for each other and discussing not only their feelings, but my mom would share stories with my son about her graduation and what things historically were happening during that time. So in thinking about how we could service the community that Amanda was trying to reach out to, I was realizing it was right in front of my face, what a neat correlation that these two senior groups that I have within my own home are having, and how can we bring that out to the community? And so that's when I had the idea of starting a letter writing campaign between those two groups.
Well, that's definitely a unique perspective, no question about that, about how the whole penmanship came into play here as well. Now, I know in a few moments we'll give you guys an opportunity here to share some of the stories and the letters that have been passed around. But along those same lines, to this point, I know this is still somewhat fairly new. Can you give us an idea as to what kind of response you guys have gotten so far?
It's been great. In fact, we were surprised because we've received responses from senior citizens in different states who grew up or have some sort of connection to Lorraine and wanted to participate, feeling kind of called back to home, if you will, and called back to being what it's like to be a senior, you know, within the county of Lorraine. So that's been kind of a neat perspective. We did not imagine that we would have representation from, like, right now we have someone from Las Vegas and someone else from Pennsylvania. So it's going beyond, further than what we had anticipated, certainly in the first place.
Wow. Okay, so you guys are going way beyond the state borders here. That's pretty impressive. I think of the scenario there, that Eddie Money song, I Want to Go Back, right? When you get to a certain age, you always want to go back and talk about your high school days. And it's interesting that you've gotten perspective from both sides of this as well. And I want to give you guys a chance to share some of those stories if you can. I know that you said there's been a great deal of participation. What kinds of stories or any letters that you guys have at your disposal are you able to share with us?
Yeah, so we got a letter from a senior citizen, and she just talked about her perspective, like at one of when she was young, what was going on, what happened when she graduated, and just her whole life story. And it was really inspiring because you think of everything that's happened, even in those past 50 years, all the hardships that have gone on that the country has faced, and her perspective on those. And it was just really, really impactful. I thought it was awe-inspiring.
What kinds of responses have you heard from some of the seniors in the class of 2020? What kinds of things have you received from the younger portion of that crowd?
Good question, Andy. And we were a little bit concerned just reaching out to that piece of this program, given that everything is kind of online right now. But we've had a great response. We've reached out to some curriculum directors and teachers within Lorraine City Schools, Avon Lake, Elyria, different pockets that we're kind of in touch with that we do programming with anyway. And a lot of the teachers are putting it on their Google Classrooms as an extra credit assignment, maybe. We've reached out to history and language arts teachers, and the response really has been great. I was actually relieved that we've had the response from the seniors in high school that we've had. One of the letters I could share a little bit with you, this is from a senior, from Avon Lake High School. It says he is in the graduating class of 2020. I've lived in Avon Lake since I was 5 years old when I started kindergarten and have stayed in Avon Lake my whole life. I attended Redwood Elementary, where I had some of the nicest and best teachers whom I'll never forget. My mom still has my kindergarten graduation picture framed in our living room, complete with cap and gown. Little did I know that may be the only Avon Lake cap and gown that I will have ever worn. As I entered my senior year of high school, I was excited to finally be the big fish in the little sea. I had awaited this year for so long. My first semester of my senior year was great. I got to sit in the senior-only part of the cafeteria, take advantage of senior pass to come in early and leave late. I had the best parking spot in the senior lot, And my classmates and I definitely had the, quote, we rule the school attitude that we earned throughout the years. We knew that this was our last year together, and we were making it count. And then he goes on to explain the news, and he was happy at first to get the news that the governor had put in place this stay-at-home order to keep everyone safe. And then that three-week order turned into multiple months, which turned into the rest of his last quarter of high school. He does address in his letter some of the things that the senior class, the things that were kind of taken away from them, like senior breakfast, senior versus teacher volleyball game, college sweatshirt day, senior spirit week, prom, and eventually the typical graduation ceremony that he had seen his brother and friends make numerous times. And he does go on then to say that he understands the need for things as they are now. He goes on to share in his letter his plans for next year, attending LCCC as part of the four-year university program. And then he expresses his concern and kind of checks in with the senior, saying, I hope that you're staying safe. He's worried about senior citizens because of their vulnerability. And then he asks what he implores a sense of advice or inspiration from the senior citizen, inquiring, have you experienced anything like this? What was your graduation like? And again, these remind me of the stories that my mom and my son were having, you know, over the dinner table, where she lived through, you know, World War II and the Defense Production Act, and things that she was able to share with my senior to give some perspective of her story. And that's kind of the goal of our project, is to share for our senior citizens, to share their stories with our younger seniors.
Good deal. Well, for seniors of both kinds that are interested in getting involved in this For Seniors From Seniors project, what are some things that they need to know, including contact information if they'd like to get more information?
Yeah. So basically how you do this is just write a letter about maybe you're, if you're a senior citizen, you could write a letter about any of your past experiences, reminiscent about your high school career. If you're a senior now, talk about how this has affected you in your senior year, that sort of thing. Then you send the letter to the Lorain County Historical Society. The address for that is 284 Washington Avenue in Elyria. So you send it there. We then take and connect seniors from each group to each other. We make sure everything's sanitized, clean, and then we send it to the other person. All contact information, so your address and everything, stays with us. So there's no sharing of contact information unless you want it shared, to keep everyone safe and happy. Safe and healthy. So it's just a letter share. You just send it in to us, and then you'll get a letter back from someone else.
All right. Very nice. Well, it's a really cool program, and you guys mentioned this a little bit earlier in the interview. You know, the high school seniors certainly got gypped this year, no question about that. Anything but traditional, which is why programs like this are certainly important to certainly make sure that we're not forgetting about these seniors this year for sure. Well, Amanda, Jen, thank you guys both so much for joining us today and shedding some light on this program. Sounds like it's a really, really cool one.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Again, that's Amanda Davidson and Jen McGee McManaman joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, giving us a few more details on this program called For Seniors From Seniors. Time for us to step aside and take a break. We will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.